from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I set this on the other side, and I want everybody to jump in. 713-572-4610. Tyler, jump in as well. Clint, too. Listen, I think C.J. Stroud is in chase mode, and I think there is a realistic possibility that C.J. Stroud could, at season's end, take the number two spot. Now, guys, he's not going to take the number one spot. Not in a year. I'm not saying ever. I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud will never, ever be looked at as the best quarterback in the game. but I'm just saying, honestly, there's absolutely nothing C.J. Stroud can do next year where he surpasses Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think there's
anything. Patrick Mahomes, three Super Bowls, three Super Bowl MVPs, three regular season MVPs, where he is right now. There's nothing in one year that he can do. But Clint, I think number two is up for grabs. I think realistically, now maybe you may not think, but I think realistically it could be up for grabs. Because I think Joe Burrow, after his second year, and they went in and beat the Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Rams, I think at that point he passed up Josh Allen and Lamar and was considered by most people as the number two quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes. And that was just after year two. So we've seen it happen. I think it can happen. I don't think one is there, but I think two is there. And I'm wondering from you all, who do you think CJ is chasing for the two spot? Who's in the two spot right now? If Patrick Mahomes is, I think, clear and away number one, who is in the two spot that CJ is chasing? Some may think it is CJ. I can't get with that, but not yet. But who is in that two spot?
Say no.
I think it's still Joe Burrow for me. And I know Joe missed last year, and I know CJ didn't have him in his top five. But for me, Joe missed because of injury. Joe Burrow, to me, is still the second best quarterback in football. I know Lamar won he won his second MVP. He damn near, for the second time, got all the damn votes and was unanimous. Just one vote without it last year. But he won his second MVP. Josh Allen was in the MVP conversation. You know, there are other guys out there. But for me, I still think second is who CJ is chasing, and I think it's Joe Burrow.
Man, it's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
You don't have Lamar in that?
No, I mean, just Lamar's got to make a run, man. I mean, oh, man, the MVPs are impressive. The Joe Burrow run to the Super Bowl, I think Josh Allen is
Joe's Super Bowl, and then the next year, the AFC Championship and lost, you know, by a field goal in the last play.
I think I've said this before. I mean, I think Josh Allen is the most all around gifted quarterback in the league right now. when you look at how he can run it, you look at the arm, the talent, the arm strength, all that from a gift standpoint. He's the most gifted quarterback playing right now. I've said it multiple times, if it weren't for Pat Mahomes derailing his ass year after year, we would be looking at Josh Allen completely different. I think it's Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. If we take injury completely out of the equation, I would ride with Joe as well.
Yeah, to me. Now, Josh is right there, and Josh has a lot to prove this year with the cast that he has. But, yeah, for me, it is just when Joe has been healthy, and that's a big deal. He missed.
And he's derailed. He's the only one that's derailed Mahomes.
Yes. And had him on. He's 3-1 against him. Mm-hmm. And had him on the ropes for a second time. And – you know, and I mean, he is. I think a lot of people have forgotten about Joe because he got hurt last year, and we could move through so quickly. And CJ came about, and Lamar had another breakout season, and even Dak was really good. Excuse me, but Joe, it is for me from the text line. I think Lamar is better than Burrow, but definitely a 2-3 player conversation. Lamar.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation.
Oh, he's definitely in it.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation. I think because when you just talk about MVP, I mean Lamar is the definition of an MVP. I mean,
he's the only one whose accomplishments probably rivals the closest to Mahomes.
I cannot for the life of me understand. And y'all know where I'm at with that. I think the dumbest thing the NFL does year in, year out, is have quarterbacks that can impact the game with their legs, and because of the risk of injury, they save it. Like, we're going to use it at a certain time. We're going to wait till the games matter. We're going to wait till when in reality, that is the X factor that makes you, that takes your team to a whole nother level. I can't explain why Lamar Jackson was his legs weren't used in what was that last year in that game?
Nobody's legs were used.
I can't explain that. I can't explain how you ever go into a game. I would be sick. If I were Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, I would be sick. Like, I would be visibly sick today walking in that office. They'd be like, "Hey, Todd, what's wrong? Man, did you watch last year's AFC? I can't believe
it." Todd watches it every day.
I can't believe that I didn't run. I didn't use Lamar's legs. What the hell was I thinking? Like, he is the definition of MVP. He's got to be in this conversation. And you could say, with a better play caller last year, he may have derailed Mahomes.
And that's why I'm surprised, man. I was not because y'all's choices that we're discussing here were outlandish. So I think all these guys are in the conversation. But I was surprised that neither one of you went with Lamar, because that was where my brain first went.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked from you.
No, I've come a long way.
You weren't even about him as a quarterback.
No, I wasn't. No, admittedly so. I was dead wrong too.
Had he finished the deal last year, Tyler, I think he would have been clearly the person there.
Yeah.
Had he won that game in which, as you said, Todd only ran running back 6 times, and him even less in that game when you led the league in rushing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.